Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Fatal accident near Sundance, and Liz Cheney continuously bashing the outgoing president. I'm Chris Sprinter with your news. U.S. Representative from Wyoming Liz Cheney has been extremely vocal about the violent siege of the Capitol building last week. Here is Cheney on CNBC speaking about Trump's rhetoric.
No, we have very deep and clear political differences in this country, but we don't resolve those differences by mob violence. And it doesn't matter what side of those issues you stand on. What he has done and what he has caused here is something that we've never seen before in our history. It's been 245 years, and no president has ever failed to concede or agree to leave office after the Electoral College has voted. And I think what we are seeing today is a result of that, a result of convincing people that somehow Congress was going to overturn the results of this election, a result of suggesting that he wouldn't leave office. Those are very, very dangerous things. And he will be remembered. This will be part of his legacy.
Cheney says Trump caused this and that he should own up to it. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon has ordered both the United States and the state of Wyoming flags to be flown at Hat's Staff. The flags will be flown at Hat's Staff until sunset January 13th. This comes due to the Capitol building's violent siege last week, where U.S. Capitol police officers died. The flags at Hat's Staff honor those police officers. This order from Gordon and President Donald Trump honors the lives of U.S. Capitol police officers Brian Sicknick and Howard Liebengood. A tragic fatal accident occurred at milepost 201 on Interstate I-90 just east of Sundance Friday. A 97 F-250 was headed west on I-90 when the driver lost control on the icy and snowy roadway and overturned onto the median. The driver has been identified as Wyoming resident Eric Carbo. Tragically, Carbo succumbed to his injuries from the rollover. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Speeding too fast compared to the slick road conditions is being investigated as a cause of the accident. So far in 2021, Wyoming has already had 3 fatalities on the roadway. To hear the report again, go to BasinsRadio.com. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.